Okay, so that was Patrick Drew singing Aeroplane Over the Sea. That's one of his From the Closet songs here on Sweet Baby Lou's Funeral. I'm sitting here with our current funeral band. Hi, Grex. Hi, guys.
Hey.
All right, so are you guys feeling sad or are you feeling happy? Or how do you feel? Because this is...
black.
You are wearing black. You are wearing black.
Under my clothes.
Oh, well, that's confusing. Anyways, what are you going to sing? What are you going to sing for the masses who are listening at 3:11 in the morning?
A Wave of Shit.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
That's what the funeral is called.
Oh.
And this is the soundtrack.
Oh. Okay, well, to be purchased on funkymass.wordpress.com in the future. Anyways, take it away, guys. Take it away. That was beautiful. Thank you for that. That was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Grex. And now I believe we have a caller on the line who'd like to pay his respects. Caller?
Hey, guys.
How's it going? How you doing?
It's an upsetting day.
You tell me. You're telling me.
So I was trying to think. I just moved out to Vegas recently. And I was trying to think what's the best way I can pay tribute to all that Lou has done.
What did you think of?
Well, I went to the casino and put all my money down on black on roulette.
Lou would have done that.
Well, of course he would. But I won. And I said, damn it, that's not what Lou would have done. So I played it all until I was down $2,000.
You're down $2,000?
Damn right.
That sounds like Lou.
I did it to make him proud.
How do you feel?
I feel like I've accomplished something.
Okay, well, if there was one thing you could say to Lou before he died, what would it have been?
Lou, you bastard, you still owe me that 20 bag.
Beautiful words. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you.
Around.
Okay, we're back here on Sweet Baby Lou and the Reverends of Funk. And we have a caller on air calling in to talk about Lou. Hello.
Yes, hello, boys. How are you doing tonight?
We're mournful.
We're doing all right.
We're mournful.
Well, despite your mourning, I have something of great importance to discuss with you. I'm here talking to pick a bone with the Pete Rizzo and Charlie Felder of the show.
What do you have against me?
Well, as you folks may know, I am Bruce Sharpton, the Reverend Al Sharpton's younger brother /cousin.
Never heard of you.
And as you may know, there is an immigration bill in Arizona right now, which recently passed.
Yeah?
One that's been very controversial, which threatens possible racial profiling. And I have issue to take with you boys that you're not supporting it.
What?
I believe this is a very important bill. Why, if we don't find a way to keep the brown man down, why, in 40 or 50 years, they say in black and brown people are going to take over this damn country. Now, do we want that?
Aren't you black?
No, I am white. But I talk like this because I am one of the Reverend Sharpton's many illegitimate white children. Our stories have yet to been told. Our plight has yet to gone out to the people.
Well, thank you for that complete and total fabrication here on Sweet Baby Lou and the Reverend of Funk. That was a liar on air trying to tarnish our good name while we're trying to...
Lou would not appreciate
it. Yeah, while we're trying to pay homage to Lou. I don't understand. Tom, do you understand?
I understand.
Oh, wait, you do?
No, I don't.
Oh.
What?
Make your mind up.
Do you understand?
I don't understand anything anymore.
I don't understand.
Ever since Lou died, I don't understand anything. The only thing I understand is music. Play some music, please. Appease me.
This is a song about Lou.
What's it called?
Lewis Collins.
Okay. Thank you.
Shot poor Collins, shot him through and through. The angels laid him away. The angels laid him away. They laid him 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid him away. When they dead. And all the women folk, they dressed in red. The angels laid him away. The angels laid him away. They laid him 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid him away. Oh, come, friends, now ain't it hard to see poor Lewis in that new graveyard? The angels laid him away. The angels laid him away. They laid him 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid him away. Collins weep, Miss Collins moans. May the son Lewis leave his home. The angels laid him away. The angels laid him away. Laid him 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid him away.
Town's well ran dry. There was only one man who could douse the flames of their frustration.
Grab my hose, honey, and hold on tight.
From the star of such pictures as Now You Seaman, Now You Don't, and Missionary Impossible, it's sweet baby Lou Rodham Whittaker Jr. in his next starring role.
Looks like I need to provide some wet.
It's The Lubricator, co-starring Babs LaMontagne. From such films as The Enchanted Vagina and Steaming Up the Igloo.
Oh, this igloo's so steamy.
And introducing in her first on-screen money shot, Choxie Chazelle.
In the face, I want it in the face.
What happens when the water gets hot?
My face is so dry.
Don't worry, I'll get it wet.
You call him the lubricator.
I'm gonna be Within a few short years, Lou had found himself a comfortable home as the number one host on WMUA. Sweet baby Lou, the Reverend of Bunk, was reaching the hearts and ears of everyone in the Pioneer Valley. He attracted such celebrity fame from the likes of Barry White, James Brown, and Ronald Reagan. However, time was not kind to Sweet Lou. He soon began to allow his personal life to interject his radio performances.
Yo, we're back on Sweet Baby Lou, Reverend of Funk, here on WMUA 91.1. Sitting here with my good friend Barry White. Barry, say hello.
How y'all doing out there?
Yeah, we're just sitting in the funk. You know, we're just sitting in the studio, and you know, it's sometimes you're on the radio and you're trying to play music, but you just keep thinking, you know, maybe I should step out. And I meant to think that.
Well, you've already stepped out of the studio 3 or 4 times to. Well, I don't know. I know.
Well, I need to. You know, it's like I got a bug in my spine. You know, it's always crawling and screeching and saying, "Feed me." You ever feel that hunger, Barry?
Yes, but never for drugs or anything like that. More.
Well, you don't know what life is like. You never been on the streets looking for that fix to get you through. When you're down in the docks wearing a lady's dress, screaming for drugs, offering things you've never offered anyone before in your life, and you don't even want to remember it.
You know, I think you just described what will be the basis for my next album.
And so, Sweet Lou had begun to fall down that spiral of narcotics. Soon he would miss his weekly radio show, because he'd be down by the docks in drag, trying to score that next crack rock. Oh, Lou. Oh, why, Lou, did you fall down that flight of stairs called drug abuse?
We are back here.
Your guitar still isn't working, is it?
On the Sweet Baby Lou and the Reverends of Funk Memorial Benefit Concert and Show.
And why?
My name is Reverend Pete, and I've been doing the show for Lou for 2.5 years, and I haven't really spoke yet. Lou, you came and changed our lives, touching us in physical and spiritual ways. And now you're gone, died as suddenly and as violently as you came into our lives. And what do I have left? Thoughts, random flashes and memories, cigarette burns, yeah, a few scars, thanks to you, Lou. And they add character, as you always said. In life, you were many things to many people. And truth be told, I've always thought of you as a father. And I, the son, who never made it to the major leagues. And I hope you felt the same way. I think Tom Raid is going to be able to channel this emotion into song.
This is brand new, which explains why it might suck.
Street, but my grandma's drinking gin. I told myself I wouldn't let this feeling come again. It's running backwards through a cornfield, void of all your clothes, and finding what you know will put a tingle in your nose. My shoulder blade is cracking as the sky is falling down. I'm beginning to take notice of the pebbles on the ground. Even in the humid evening, I can feel my fingers shake. I'll pretend that I don't notice, cause the hour's getting late. I wish I always had control. This ain't my home are out in numbers. Better store away the kids. Even Jesus cut his finger when he forgot to close the lid. I'm feeling kind of chilly. Won't you shut the window, please? You know the blues is just a war with a tender heart at ease. I didn't ask to see your diamonds or the flowers in your hair. I don't mean to sound so nasty, but I can't find the time to care. Keep your ears above the tree line and an eye out for the cops. Make sure you got your footing, it's a long fall from the top. I wish I always had control. What if? This ain't my home
anymore. It's that time of the year again. The leaves are falling, football's on the TV, and when you're digging out your winter coat this year, you might be thinking, it's time to put Grandpa in a home.
Because remember, senility is a crutch, so don't let yourself become one. The elderly are a subsection of society that should be neither seen nor heard, and here, that's just what they'll be.
Clean, humane, and now with 3 recreation rooms stocked with all your favorite board games. It's Shady Grove.
Home for the elderly and physically incompetent. Remember, no one likes growing old. The only thing worse is watching it happen to someone you love. So, place your parent in Shady Grove's home for the elderly and physically incompetent.
Because while he may not be playing the game of life for much longer, here he can be.
you'll forget that your parents existed until you're reading their last will and testament. Shady Grove.
Shady Groves.
Home for the elderly and the physically incompetent.
Sweet Baby Lou's benefit concert and funeral. We still haven't raised nearly enough money.
Not nearly.
To cover the man's debts that he incurred during the course of his life.
Way too much money.
So,
way too much money.
Please call in at 413-545-3691 and please
take care of our debts and celebrate Lou's life.
And enjoy the music right now.
I've never cried so much in my life. We've made $45
in 3 hours and 50 minutes of programming. So
Out of two billion we need to make.
If there's any philanthropists out there listening,
please
enjoy this music and please donate heavily.
gone around.
Hey, Pete! Hey, hey, Pete! What are you doing?
I'm on the time, I'm on the pasta!
Hey, what are we gonna do this week?
Oh, we're gonna want to do every weekend!
We're gonna have the mafia drums!
Oh, we're going to play some bocce first! I thought we were going to play some bocce!
And then maybe we're gonna do some drugs and shoot at the children!
Ah, oh, well, we did the mafia trials!
First, we're gonna come on and out of the villa for the mafia trials!
Antonio, he died. He used to carry the bodies. Now he's body. Now he carries bodies.
And we need someone to carry his body before he's going to carry our body.
It's so, all so confusing.
So come on down into the Danza Villa by the sea coast for the mafia trials. They're going to be a great.
The mafia trials. The family Antonio.
Supply your own gun.
Sometimes you have to kill the baby.
The baby.
Hi, I'm Strauss Fringles. In August of 2001, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease, a type of cancer. Luckily, the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and the Jimmy Fund could help me accomplish my goal of beating this cancer. Cancer has touched the lives of many friends and loved ones, and that's why the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber are fighting every day so we can eventually live in a world without cancer. For more information on how the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber are fighting against cancer, log on to their website at www.jimmyfund.org. With the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber striving every day, we will truly one day live in a world without cancer.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you Joey the bookie?
Yeah, I'm Joey. What can I do for you?
Wondering if maybe perhaps we might be able to ask you a couple of questions if you have some spare time.
I got time. Hold on, let me step outside. What do you want?
Looking for a man.
We're looking for
Sweet Baby Lou.
One Sweet Baby Lou Rodham Whitaker Jr.
You seen him around these parts?
Yeah, this is one of his.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. I mean, he used to do lots of cat gambling, but
You see, we have a message on his phone machine saying that he owes you a lot of money, and it.
Oh, he does. He does. But if you're looking for Lou, if you're really looking for Lou, go on down to the UMass docks. You'll find what you're looking for. You'll find more than what you're looking for.
He's still got bottles.
And Sweet Baby Lou, that's... He met his demise, and this is, once again, his tribute show. We got someone else who wants to say something. In his honor.
Lou, if you're listening, it's me, Joanna. You might not remember me, but I work at the Orange Julius at the Hampshire Mall. And in the heat of passion, when you ordered the passion fruit smoothie, you took me behind the ice cream maker and you made me a creamsicle. And I don't know where you are now, but...
He's dead.
He's in the
cemetery.
If you're listening,
at WW Way.
If you're listening, I'm carrying your child.
That's unfortunate.
No, it's beautiful, and I will therefore name our spawn Julius. Thank you.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful. Just thanks for everybody for coming. Thanks to Alex and his band. And Brian. What's the name of your band?
We're Harkness.
Harkness. You guys rock. And Lou rocked. And we are not going to have enough money to keep rocking. So rock as hard as you can. Rock like there's no tomorrow. Because for us, there isn't. There's not.
Yeah.
thoughtful, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes. It may be, or she's still out to get me. And I know, she knows, that I'm not fond of asking. True or false, it may be.
And we're here on Sweet Baby Lou.
And the Reverend's a Funk.
And we are 3/4 of the way through our tribute concert. Thank you to WMUA 91.1.
We're
the station here that was always Lou's home.
Yeah. He was here for over 25 years as a DJ.
And he did a show called Sweet Baby Lou with the Reverend's a Funk.
And then he gave it to us.
And he did.
And we would stop in every now and then to say hi. We tried to carry the show on for it. We tried.
And our first guest was none other than Brian Toasty Snow Russell. And I understand he's got his new band here, the Panhandlers.
Actually, we would like to call ourselves Furious Replication here on
Oh, all on right, Furious Replication.
Whatever. Evolved.
This is actually the first official Furious
Repetition concert. We formed earlier, but played together for the first time tonight, so...
It's we'd beautiful. Like it's always great when bands come together
so
on
this
the show.
Is the combination.
Yeah.
Lou was always a loner, and he always did his things his way.
I feel like the song very much pertains to him. So
I agree.
We're gonna go for it.
Let's do it.
Hit it.
Place. The
faces are so cold. I drive all night just to get back home. 'Cause I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. And I'm wanted, wanted, dead or alive. I walk the streets, I slow to six, pick up my bag,
play for keeps.
'Cause I might not be coming back. I've been everywhere, still I'm standing tall. I've seen a million faces, and I've rocked them all. 'Cause I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I'm a cowboy.